Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, and get your money in here to support free speech. You can mail your check or money order, payable to RBN, the 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. This is your Wednesday night spiritual health and wellness broadcast, where I share my Christian faith. We do a bit of a Bible study to kind of take a break from the usual political analysis. And so far, I think it's been a hit. So, warning, I'm about to preach to you. If you keep listening, it's because you want to get preached to. I want to start off with a sermon clip, continuing the study in 1 John. This is 1 John 4 from Pastor Stephen Anderson. So if you would, Mike, we're going to roll that clip, and I'll be back on the other side with commentary.
Man, so I am fighting a cold tonight, so I'm not sure how this is going to go, but I'm going to do the best that I can to preach the sermon on 1 John chapter 4 here. The Bible reads in verse number 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." And at the end of chapter 3, we had this statement about the spirit which God hath given to us, because of course, all of us who are believers in Christ are all indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God. But the Bible tells us that every spirit isn't of God, right? The Bible warns us about another gospel, another Jesus, or another spirit than the spirit that you've received. And he says, try the spirits whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now notice that the false prophet is associated with an evil spirit, okay? Because it is the devil that is behind false doctrine, false teaching, another gospel. These things come from the devil. The Bible says that the devil himself is transformed into an angel of light, and his ministers are transformed into the ministers of light. So when we have pastors getting up and preaching lies, preaching heresy, they are being prompted, they're being controlled, they are in league with literally the devil, evil spirits, right? Because the Bible says these spirits that are not of God, the false prophets are the purveyors of that wrong spirit. And it says in verse number 2, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is, that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." Now, let me explain this for a moment, because some people can misunderstand this verse because, you know, at first blush, it could seem like that's the only thing you have to have right to be of God or something like that. But obviously, we know that there are lots of other heresies and other false doctrines that false prophets are going to teach and preach. And what I believe is going on here in verse 2 is that this is an example, because this is the particular heresy that John has been dealing with throughout the epistle of 1 John. So he's using this kind of binary test here as an example of trying the spirits whether they're of God, because you could use this same type of binary test about any other essential doctrine about Christ. I mean, what if we put it this way? What if a spirit came confessing that Jesus Christ did not bodily raise from the dead? I mean, that right there, you'd say that's not of God. And the guy who confesses that Jesus Christ bodily did raise from the dead, okay, that's of God. And so if you go down, we'll come back to that part in a moment, but if you jump down to verse number 6, the Bible says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." You know, the way that we can discern between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error is who listens to us, John is saying. He that is of God heareth us. He that knoweth not God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, who's the us? Well, John is an apostle of Jesus Christ. And so the apostles represent the word of God in the New Testament. The Bible talks about our faith being built upon the foundation of the prophets and of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. The prophets representing the Old Testament, the apostles representing the New Testament. And so when they don't listen to what John is saying, what Paul is saying, what Peter is saying, the true apostles of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, well, even all the way back in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And so we are to use the word of God, the revelation of God that we know to be true, to test any other spirits or any other preaching or any other doctrine that's out there, okay? This Bible that's in my hand, I know this is true. So I am to test everything else by this. So if somebody comes along and says that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh, or that Jesus is not the Messiah, or that Jesus didn't bodily raise from the dead, I know that they're lying. Why? Because I know, because the Bible says that they're wrong. The Bible says they're lying. The Bible is the arbiter of absolute truth. And that's why John says, if they don't hear us, that's the spirit of error. If they hear us, that's the spirit of truth. Have you ever talked to somebody and you're showing them Bible verses, you're expounding the word of God to them, and it's all so clear, and it's all just going whoop right over their head, and they don't grasp anything that you're saying, they don't receive anything you're saying, even though it's right there in the word of God, and you're preaching it to them by the Spirit of God? You know why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so the unregenerate man can't understand the word of God. He doesn't hear the word of God. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. And so this is the test for who is of God and who isn't, who has the Spirit of God and who has another spirit as a false prophet or whatever, who has the spirit of truth and who has the spirit of error. And so it says in verse number 3, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now, keep your finger there. Go back just a couple pages to chapter 2, because he's referring back to what he said in verse number 18 of chapter 2. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist, singular, shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, even right now, many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Jump down to verse 22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, another way of saying this that would be saying the exact same thing is to say, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Messiah? Because we know from the word of God that the word Christ simply means Messiah. Christ, which being, you know, Messiah, which being interpreted as the Christ, it says in John chapter 1. It's just a matter of coming from Hebrew or Greek, but Messiah and Christ are the exact same thing. So the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ is the one who's denying that Jesus is the Messiah. And this would be Judaism, right? This would be the synagogue of Satan. And so that's what we're talking about, because they are denying that Jesus is the Christ. And that's a spirit of Antichrist. Anti, not meaning against, not like anti-abortion or something, but Antichrist meaning in the place of Christ, instead of Christ, one who replaces Christ, because they're looking for some other Messiah to fill that role. And someday when the Antichrist comes, what is he? He's a false Christ. He's an imitation Christ. That's what the Antichrist is. And so the Bible is warning about that spirit of Antichrist that's already in the world, that's out there trying to convince you that Jesus is not the Messiah, that Jesus is not the Christ, or that Jesus Christ isn't come in the flesh, that maybe it was just a spiritual thing, or maybe his resurrection wasn't a bodily resurrection, just a spiritual resurrection. You know, these are all damnable heresies, right? Because we know that Jesus Christ was physically on this earth, and John really nailed that down in the first few verses of this epistle about how we handled him, we saw him, we heard him, we touched him, and of course, he ate and drank with the apostles even during his ministry and after his bodily resurrection. They actually touched and felt the holes in his hands and in his side. And the Bible is very clear about that. Anyone who preaches otherwise is a liar and an antichrist. If someone gets up and says, well, it's not a bodily resurrection, or it doesn't have to be a bodily resurrection, that's a satanic preaching right there. And there are presidents of seminaries and church pastors that do say things like that. As shocking as it sounds, it's out there. It's out there big time. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. And by the way, the Bible says many false prophets are gone out into the world. It's not some rare thing that, oh, somebody's a false teacher. You know, the Apostle Paul said, be followers of us and mark them which walk, so as you have us for an example, for many walk, of whom I've told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. He said, many people, I've warned you many times about many people who are the enemies of the cross of Christ. And so we need to realize that many false prophets have gone out into the world. It says in verse 4, year of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, how is it that we overcome this spirit of Antichrist that denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Well, if you would, flip over to chapter 5, verse 4. It's probably on the same page in your Bible. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And then here's the key verse right here, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So the definition of the one who overcometh them, who overcometh the world, is the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what the Bible says. Who else is it? The implied answer is, it's nobody else. That's exactly who it is. The one who overcomes is the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This tells me that is the agenda of this world to try to get you not to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to try to get you not to believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, because in order to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you overcome the world. You overcome that obstacle of the world telling you the opposite, and it's your faith in Christ that overcomes the world, right? The Bible says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So in order to have faith in Christ, you're going against this world. You're going against the world's agenda, the world's teaching, what they will tell you, right? We go out and preach the gospel to every creature for the very reason that this world has a different agenda. It's not like they're just going to turn on the TV and everything on TV is pointing them to Jesus and pointing them to salvation by faith. And they go to the public school and just everything's pointing them toward faith in Christ, right? They pick up magazines and they listen to the radio and everything's just pointing them toward salvation in Christ. Actually, those media are often going to be planting seeds of doubt in their mind or planting seeds of lies in their mind. And you know what's interesting about this? Because when you think about what the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan, and you think about these people who deny that Jesus is the Messiah, and there's so much talk about that in the Bible. But when you actually think about the religion of Judaism, it's actually a tiny religion in the scheme of things when it comes to this world. Because stop and think about it. Just do the math, my friend. Okay? Because, you know, you'll always hear people talk about these three great world religions, these three great Abrahamic faiths, right? You got Christianity, which people who call themselves a Christian, obviously I'm not saying that they're all saved, of course, but people who claim the name of Christ, 2.3 billion people, billion people in this world say that they're a Christian. 2.3 billion worldwide. Okay, how many people are Muslim? 1.6 billion. So basically half of the world's population is either Christian or Muslim. Okay, don't even get me started on stinking Islam. But anyway, wrong sermon. But you know, you got 2.3 billion people naming the name of Christ. You got 1.6 billion Muslims. Then you have Judaism. You know how many people there are that are classified as Jews? It's about 16 million. Okay, and the vast majority of them don't believe in the religion, don't follow the religion. So, I mean, there are more people practicing Mormonism today than practicing Judaism. Okay. I mean, there are more people today practicing all kinds of Chinese folk religions and Shinto and, you know, you name all of the other religions in this world. I mean, Christianity and Islam are in the billions. Judaism, altogether, Jews are like 14 million, 16 million, you know, depending on what number you look at, 17 million. But as far as actually practicing, it's just a couple million people out of 8 billion. It's actually an insignificant religion in the scheme of things when you think about world religions. But yet, it's always pushed and promoted in Hollywood as if it's a big thing, you know, where it's just constant Jews in movies and constant Jews in TV shows. And it's constantly being put in front of us. And see, the reason why this is significant and the reason why the Bible has so much to say about Judaism and there are so many prophecies about Judaism and so many things in the New Testament warning us about these things is that although this is a small group of people, they have an outsized influence in this world. In many cases, they are the rulers of the darkness of this world. So it's just kind of a fact that the Jews run Hollywood, so therefore they influence billions of people through Hollywood, right? They have great influence in the music business, great influence in Hollywood, great influence in the banking industry. And we could go on and on about their political influence and all these different things. And they are not of God. You can say, well, they're sort of like half Christian. No, there's no such thing as a half Christian. If you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. So there's no half. If you have the Son, you're at 100%. And if you don't have the Son of God, you're at 0%. It's that simple. It's not like, well, they believe half of it. They believe Moses, they believe Christ. And so because they wield this outsized influence, they end up purveying that spirit of Antichrist pretty effectively through TV, movies, music, school system, political agenda. And that's why there's so much stuff out there that's against Christianity in the media and in the political arena and in the education system. Why is it so slanted against Christ being the only way to heaven, being the very Son of God, being the bodily resurrected Savior of the world? And so you overcome the world by believing in Christ. That's what the Bible says.
And so just to sum up, I'm differentiating, and this is sort of a theme we've done for the last 3 weeks on spiritual health and wellness, differentiating the different religions, those that are Antichrist religions, and that would be Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, and Judaism. And the reason they're Antichrist is because they substitute Christ. They preach another Jesus. They attack the person of Jesus Christ, whether it be his deity or his humanity or both. And this, there's a stark contrast between them and just other denominations who don't replace Christ, but maybe they just get some doctrine wrong, specifically salvation doctrine. So coming up on the break, on the other side, I'll elaborate a little bit more on this, and we'll get into the Antichrist himself.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Three stupid mistakes turned into shootings. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. In the span of 6 days, there have been three shootings, one of which was deadly, because of innocent mistakes. Two cheerleaders were shot in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store on Tuesday when they accidentally got into the wrong car. On Saturday, a group looking for a friend's house in New York pulled into the wrong driveway, where one of the group was shot to death by the homeowner. Last Thursday, in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Now, I own guns and rarely leave my house without one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but there is a responsibility that goes with the right to bear arms. Get trained, and not just once. Continue training. It is trigger-happy people like these that will cause us all to lose our right to keep and bear arms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free training videos for members. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Back to spiritual health and wellness on In Plain Sight, the public broadcasting network. So just to recap, a differentiation between some particular religions which are anti-Christ. In other words, they put another figure in the place of the real Jesus Christ to differentiate between them and just certain denominations who get doctrine wrong. So I mentioned the Mormons, who believe that Jesus and God were once humans, and they descended to godhood, and you too, through good works, can descend to godhood. Well, this is completely against the Bible, and they have replaced Jesus Christ with some other figure. This is an anti-Christ religion. Jehovah's Witness claim that Jesus is a created being, and also they push works-based salvation. But because they replaced Jesus, they're an anti-Christ. They have replaced the position of the real Christ. And then Judaism is what we'll focus on tonight, who claims that, you know, Jesus was not the Messiah, not the Son of God, and they killed him. And they have replaced the true Christ with, they say that he didn't even come, and they're looking for the Christ to come. And this is going to make them particularly vulnerable to Antichrist that is to come. So, in contrast, you may have other denominations. You may have like Church of Christ, Methodists, who believe that you got to be baptized plus faith in Jesus to attain justification before God. Well, the Bible says it's by grace through faith, not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans 4, the entire chapter, makes the case of this, that it's not your works that saves you. Baptism is a work. It is something you do after you're born again in obedience. So, the different denominations that I mentioned, and even some Baptists preach works-based salvation, but the different denominations that just have doctrine wrong, they're not antichrist per se. They just are adding works to salvation. But these three main religions that I mentioned, and there's others that we don't have time to get into, but they're replacing the exact person of Christ. They're antichrist, and Judaism is that. So, like I said, this is going to make the Jews, or the people that call themselves Jews, whoever they are, they're going to be susceptible to the Antichrist when he comes. Daniel chapter 9 deals with this. It's a prophecy of the 70 weeks We don't have time to get into the full prophecy. Maybe I'll do a whole show on it sometime. But these weeks are weeks of years. A week is a measurement of 7 years, so it's 490 years, 383 of which have been fulfilled, and 7 years are to be determined for the future. So Daniel chapter 9, 24, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity. So this prophecy is concerning the people who call themselves Jews in the future. Jump down to verse 27. They get into the Antichrist prophecy. Then he, the Antichrist, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, or a period of 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. This is a prophecy of the Antichrist signing a covenant with the future Jews. That would include the diaspora and the secular state of Israel. Those who call themselves Jews, but they are the synagogue of Satan, will sign an actual agreement with the Antichrist. And it makes sense, because if Jews control the world, which we know that they do, that can be proven very easily, it would make sense that the one man who wants to control the world, who wants to take and usurp that authority, is going to need their power to do so at first, and he's going to turn on them and bring an end to them. Part of the prophecy of this 7 weeks is that he's going to destroy the power of the holy people. And that also is in verse 24 and 25. So this would precipitate a third temple, okay? A third temple that a lot of you are familiar with. And this is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, Paul is addressing the return of Christ and how some of the Christians in that era thought that it had already happened, and he's correcting them. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? The day of Christ, the day of the return. That day will not come unless the falling away comes first. Now, the falling away is talking about the church falling into apostasy, the abandonment of the faith, and we've certainly seen that in the last 70 years with the church embracing Zionism and all kinds of homo and tranny stuff since the sexual revolution, right? That is the falling away. That will come first, and then the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians 2. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or all that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And we'll deal with more of this on the other side of the break.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack
lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Spiritual health and wellness on In Plain Sight, and was just covering the third temple, right? And we've established in Daniel 9 that the Jews will sign a covenant with the Antichrist himself, and that he will turn on them in the middle of that 7-year covenant and put himself as God in the temple of God. This is outlined in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the infamous third temple that you've heard about, that people like John Hagee, the Christian Zionist, are promoting, and they're actually funding it. They're actually funding the Jews, being able to enabling them to build this. And Revelation 11 has a description of this temple and even the measurements, so that you know that it is a real temple. It is not just something that is spiritual, right? And so the whole point here that I'm pushing is that the people that call themselves Jews today, secular Israel, the diaspora, they're leaving themselves open to deception of the Antichrist, because they're an Antichrist religion and they're looking for a Messiah that is to come. And that is why they will embrace the future Antichrist, the man of sin himself, spoken of in 2 Thessalonians. Now, there's other things that are going to be going on at this time, and we're going to deal with the 10 kings. By the way, if you want to call in and comment, push back, or just learn something, you can call in at 512-248-8252. This is live, and I'll take your calls throughout the next 20 minutes of the segment. So we get then to there's 10 kings total, but there are actually 7 that will be in rule, and we'll get to this. So Daniel chapter 7, Daniel sees a vision of 4 beasts that represent the 4 empires that will rule the earth, and the 4th is the one that we're currently in. It started with the Roman Empire, and it pretty much expanded into the British Empire and the American Empire, and I'm not sure what it will morph into next. But describing this beast, Daniel says in chapter 7, verse 23, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. So there's where you get your one world empire, your global dominance, right? It will trample it and break it in pieces. The beast had 10 horns. So 24, the 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom. And another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones. He shall subdue three kings. And this is talking about the Antichrist. Rising up, he's a contemporary of the 10 kings, and he subdues three and rules over the other seven. Verse 25, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, that would be the Christians, and shall intend to change the times and the law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time, that would be 3.5 years. This is talking about the last 3.5 years of the 7-year period of the rule of the Antichrist, where he will persecute the saints, the Christians, that were alive in that time, and he will prevail temporarily. He'll rule from this third temple in Jerusalem, and he'll have a capital, and that would be the New Babylon. The New Babylon, geographically located in the ancient Babylon, which is in Iraq on the Euphrates River. We get a little more revealed to us in the book of Revelation, talking about the beast and talking about the kings that are mentioned in Daniel 7. So Daniel 7 and Revelation 17 are to be read in conjunction. Revelation 17 and verse 11, the beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth and is of the seven and is going into perdition. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. This is describing the final battle where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, returns to put an end to this satanic government that begins with Jewish power, where the Jews enter into a covenant with the Antichrist. The 10 kings are very interesting, and I've got this article that I've covered a few times before, but it fits in very nicely here. This is talking about how the UN, and this is back in, right after 2010, when they were coming up with the Agenda 21, the UN divides the world into 10 regional groupings. Now, this is for climate change. But indeed, it's interesting that we're seeing this, like in the last 15 years, of the world being divided into these 10 regions. The headline is from nuclearsuntan.blogspot, and that's the title of it: the UN divides the world into 10 regional groupings. Agenda 21. This global contract binds governments around the world to the UN plan for changing the ways that we live, eat, learn, and communicate, all under the noble banner of saving the earth. Its regulations would severely limit water, electricity, and transportation, even deny human access to our most treasured wilderness areas. Now, this article is old. Like I said, this was back on, it's November 26th of 2011, right, where they're actually formulating the Agenda 21. If implemented, it would manage and monitor all lands and people. No one would be free from the watchful eye of the new global tracking and information system, the Agenda 21. And then they get into sustainable development. And we can see that very clearly the COVID-19 hoax laid the groundwork and the global infrastructure for these agendas and for the Antichrist government, for the world to be divided into these 10 regions, and for resources to be consolidated under a global governance in the name of climate change, in the name of sustainable development. And they can very easily implement climate change lockdowns in the place of COVID-19 lockdowns, right? And what I'm getting at here, the point that I'm getting at, is that this is an indication that we're very close to this time of the 10 kings. It would be very easy for the UN, funded by BlackRock and Vanguard, Jewish financial institutions, to be able to implement this. And also, they've got the framework down. They've got the infrastructure to be able to implement a system in which you have to put something into your body in order to participate in the system, in order to eat, to buy, sell, and trade. So even though I do not think that the COVID jab is the mark of the beast, I do think that it is satanic, and it is laying the infrastructure, it's laying the framework down for them to be able to implement this mark very clearly. So what we're waiting for in the progression of these things is the third temple. Now, the third temple is to be in Jerusalem, where the dome of the mosque is now. And it's a Sunni dome. And you have Saudi Arabia, which are Sunnis, with Iran is Shiite. Now, currently you have an alliance with these two groups, but traditionally the Jews and the Saudis have been great allies. And it would not be a far-fetched thing to think of the Sunnis allowing the Jews to either dismantle the dome and build the third temple, or to just build the third temple right beside the dome. Either one of those possibilities could be. So that's one of the things I wanted to get to on the 10 kings, is that we could very well be in this time when these things are implemented. And the main thing that we're waiting for is the third temple. But back to the original point, Jewish power and what we would call the synagogue of Satan, which is very far-reaching, by the way. It's not only those who claim to be physically Jews. It's anyone that is complicit with them. That would include the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness. Both groups claim to be Jews, by the way. This would also include the Christian Zionists. The synagogue of Satan is far encompassing in that anyone that hitches their wagon to these people who dominate our world today that call themselves Jews, they could be implemented into the synagogue of Satan, and they will go right along with this Antichrist agenda that is coming. And the reason that these people are susceptible to the deception of the Antichrist is because they have replaced the one true Jesus Christ with a false Christ in their minds. That's why they're religions of the Antichrist. That's why they're very, very dangerous. Again, Christian Zionism is included in this. All of these Jew and Israel worshipers, they have replaced the one true Messiah with something totally different than what the Bible has outlined. So that sort of concludes the teaching on the spirit of Antichrist, the different religions that are Antichrist, and the actual Antichrist himself, and how he will come to power in the days of these 10 kings. So with that, I want to move on to some other articles, current news. And look, before we do that, the spirit of Antichrist is prevalent because it is very satanic and Antichrist, this agenda that they're pushing, the whole climate agenda, this worship of the climate. Romans 1 talks about they worshiped the creation rather than the creator. These people were given over to a reprobate mind. And one of the outworkings of the reprobate mind is homosexuality. In Romans 1, it says that they exchanged the natural use of the woman, and men burned with lust in their hearts for other men, women with women. This prevalent homo culture and tranny culture is evident that we're in the age of Antichrist. We're rapidly approaching it. these are going to be earmarks of the new false Antichrist religion. You have to worship the creation through climate change. You must bow down to the Jew and to the homo and tranny agendas. And we certainly see this, don't we? If you don't bow the knee to these modern forms of Baal, you'll be completely cut out from society. We see this taking shape. One of the things that marks the end days, too, is violence. Violence toward others, the love of many waxing cold. I want to cover this article about a recent shooting. I believe it was in Atlanta. I got it from Yahoo News. Police captured a suspect in the shooting at an Atlanta medical practice. Atlanta AP. Police on Wednesday evening arrested a man accused of opening fire inside of the waiting room of an Atlanta medical practice, killing one woman and wounding four others earlier in the day. Authorities had swarmed the city's bustling Midtown neighborhood shortly after noon in search of the suspect, who fled after the shooting. Police said in a statement that the gunman, who they identified as 24-year-old Dion Patterson, was captured in Cobb County, just northwest of Atlanta. So I went ahead and looked up this Patterson individual, and indeed he is black. From the Independent UK, Dion Patterson was angry at messed up meds before killing one woman and injuring four others, according to his mother. Atlanta shooting suspect Dion Patterson was angry at his messed up medication. And he did the killings. The suspect, who used to serve in the U.S. Coast Guard, remains on the loose, and a massive manhunt is underway after police warned that the 24-year-old is considered armed and dangerous. So now they have apprehended him, and he is indeed a black man. And they're not going to focus on that. They're going to focus, of course, on guns, I'm sure. That's going to be the narrative put forth, that, you know, guns kill people, therefore gun control. Well, why? Because they understand the system, the Jewish-dominated system understands that they have pushed this culture on us, this degenerate culture, and people are eventually going to push back, or so they think. So the narrative now is to highlight these shootings, regardless of who it is, whether it's trannies, blacks, or whites. They're not going to get that white whale, that unicorn that they're looking for. You know, the truly white supremacist terrorists. They're not going to get that legitimately. They're going to have to astroturf that. So instead, they're just going to focus on any and all shootings and say, well, it's the guns. Well, the reason that they want to confiscate the guns, specifically the ARs, is because they want to take away the weapons that they fear the American populace will use or could use to overthrow them. It's very simple. Because people, they think maybe people have had enough. This has been going on for a while now. But all of these shootings, whether they're staged or not, maybe they're real, maybe some of them are infiltrated with feds, maybe they're all out hoaxes. I mean, who knows? But that's been the theme, hasn't it? The gun grab. You do have states pushing back, but maybe it's too little too late. So what they're wanting is this federal, some sort of a, you know, legislation. And you can bet that the Republicans that dominate the Congress will go along with it eventually. They're looking for legislation to ban any type of weapons that they feel is a danger to them. So that they can have a populace that will go into this new Antichrist one world government. Up on the break now, we'll conclude on the other side.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside, across the sea into my soul.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soul.
All right, we're back. Conclusion of spiritual health and wellness, I wanted to catch this bottom of the stack article from the New York Post. Pennsylvania school district must allow an after-school Satan club, according to a judge. A federal judge ruled this week that a Pennsylvania school district must allow a Satanist club to meet, citing the group's First Amendment rights. U.S. District Judge John M. Gallagher wrote in a Monday filing that the Silicon Valley School District violated the after-school Satan's Club free speech privileges when it rescinded its agreement to let the group meet on school grounds. So the school wasn't going to let them meet. The Satan Club sued, and a federal judge ruled in favor of the Club of Satan. Under First Amendment, now, they're not wrong, meaning the judge, because technically, the First Amendment would allow any religion, and that is why it's very important to understand that these Bill of Rights and Constitution, I mean, all of this stuff is just writings and papers that were relevant when they were written, when the country was a Christian nation, and when the people, well, so-called Christian nation, but let me put it a better way, when the majority of the populace of America claimed to be Christians and had a Christian ethic. That's the only way the Constitution works. It could be subverted and work in favor of the forces of evil. And this is a perfect example. So I know Satanism is fake and gay. Started by Anton LaVey, more like Anton Levi, am I right? And it's just a fake and gay thing to like distract you from the real Jewish power. I got it. But this is significant, this article is, because the child tranny movement, right now they're operating under the 14th Amendment, you know, because in the homo marriage movement, because our retarded, conservatard, you know, Republican cucks that dominate the Congress went ahead and passed legislation that enshrines in law homo marriage, all right? And that's under the 14th Amendment. So the churches, and I've been a part of this battle, we've been battling this under our First Amendment right, saying, well, we have a First Amendment right to freedom of religion and free speech and expression, and we don't allow these groups in our churches. Okay, so it's going to be First Amendment versus 14th Amendment. But with this ruling, you know, ruling that Satan clubs can operate under the First Amendment, it's only a matter of time before the whole tranny homo movement can fall under some religious First Amendment protection, right? That's the significance of the article that I just brought up. And that's my prediction, is that instead of fighting us, 14th Amendment versus First Amendment, they're just going to fall, you know, categorize themselves as a religion, because Satanism truly is, and includes homosexuality, and pedophilia. And so the whole tranny movement is going to infiltrate the churches even further and bring the churches down, or they're going to try, under not only 14th Amendment, but now First Amendment. And this is a very dangerous precedent that's being set here in Pennsylvania. That's what I wanted to bring up, right? So this is the end of the show. I hope that it was informative for you and even edifying for my fellow Christians out there. Tune in tomorrow night. We will have Wilhelm Sigurd Hiller. William Rapellen will be joining me, and I'm sure we'll have some things that are of interest to you. Y'all stay classy and have a great night.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.